Thank God, yes, I meant to be short. And I had a start to this talk, and then yesterday I met my goddaughter for the first time. I'm going to go steal her. Is that all right? I'm just going to come steal her.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done, Rachel and Francis. I was not involved in any of this, I just hasten to add, apart from a brief stint as a hospital to drive driver. But doesn't this change everything?
Say hello.
So that's it, yeah. But I was walking back from Rachel and Francis's last night, having met Abby for the first time, and I just couldn't help think to myself, what is the world going to look like in 18 years' time when she might be off to university? What is the world going to look like in that moment? What did the world look like in 1992 when I was born? Really sorry. What did the world look like then? I mean, I'm so glad that she's been born in this year, 2016, for all the possibilities of the things she can be. She could be a bishop. That'd be cool. Only if you want to. Although Archbishop Abbey does have a little bit of a ring to it. Just saying. But what about all the really, really scary things? And I found myself wanting to quote the Black Eyed Peas when I thought about the world that she has been brought into. Where is the love? I mean, I flicked onto the BBC News page this morning, and it was just full of sad things. Things that made me really sad. Of bombings, of war, of politicians making decisions and upsetting people, of politicians saying stupid things they later need to recount and take back. Of businesses putting up spikes so that homeless people can't sleep on their doorsteps. Of people suing other people over silly, silly things. And is that the kind of world I want this little one to grow up in? No, Charlie knows. No, no. Charlie's shaking his head. No. Because what I want for us and for all the little ones this age is for them to grow up in a world where love is the bedrock of everything, where love is the motivation behind every thought, every word, and every deed. And I know that's a huge ask. I know that. It's big. But it also really excites me for that possibility. And I think I may have found a way that we can make that happen. Just maybe. For in our Deuteronomy passage today, Moses is telling the people that they need to love God with all of their heart, whole heart. In the Message version, it kind of asks, Moses kind of asks the people, are you going to be all in? Are you going to be all in this? Not just one chamber of your heart, not just an artery or a vein, but all four chambers. Is all of it going to be in what you do in your life? I don't think we're a very wholehearted people these days. I mean, I do it at work all the time. That'll do. It's not quite my best, but at least it's something. But what would it be if we were wholehearted people? People who gave everything we did our absolute all. I listened to a talk yesterday by a lady called Dr. Brené Brown. She's a research storyteller. That's what she calls herself. And she's fascinating. But she talks about how wholeheartedness comes from a place of courage. And not courage like we currently talk about it, meaning brave, when someone wins at a football match, how courageous they were. Well done. language, you people in the room will correct me if I'm wrong, but the word courage comes from either the Latin or the French for the word heart. Cor, cur, I'm not very good at languages. French, there we go. And Brené Brown describes courage as when to be courageous is to tell the story of who you are with your whole heart. That's what to be courageous is, in whatever imperfect way that is. And what a story we have to share. I mean, it's been in my mind over the last week, obviously, as we've just celebrated Holy Week and then Easter. And what a story that is. This is a symbol of love. Of love for each and every one of us. For me, for little Abby here, for Rachel and for Francis, for Hannah. And what were Christians in the news about in Holy Week? The fact that we were a little bit upset that Cadbury have taken the word Easter off their Easter egg packets. Really? I mean, yeah, if Bible publishers go, oh, I'm really sorry, we can't call it the Bible anymore, and we've taken out all the references of God, just not to offend anyone, then yeah, maybe, let's get upset. But really, Cadbury eggs, when we had such an amazing story to tell in Holy Week, that one, right there. Isn't she adorable? So maybe if we each opened up our whole hearts to God and said, okay, God, I give you my heart, my mind, my strength, my soul. I give you everything. Use it for your will, not my will. Not my mum's or my dad's will or my friend's will or my boss's will, your will. I wonder if we might see... No. We might see more things like the parable of the Good Samaritan. Wouldn't it be lovely to see little parables of the Good Samaritan happening all over Ely, all over Cambridge, all over London, Paris, Beijing, Morocco, the world... And I know that's a dream, but I'm all right with being a dreamer. There's a bit in the parable, in the Message version, where it says that the Samaritan came along and his heart went out to. What does your heart go out to? What makes your heart beat a little bit quicker, a little bit faster? What do you see in the world and it makes you really sad and your heart yearns for it? For me, I can't stand it when someone has been hurt by the church. When the church has done something, often in Christ's name, and they've slammed their door in someone's face. I can't stand that. For you, it might be young mums. It might be those with disabilities or mental health problems. Whatever it is, go serve that community with the love of God. I would love for the world in 18 years' time, when this little one is going off to university to start her career to be Archbishop Abbey, prophetic, maybe, who knows, to be one where love is in the very heartbeat of every nation. I think that starts with each and every one of us making a decision to have our heartbeat love. Because our story is that we've been loved and we have a lot of love to give too. Would you mind if I prayed before I finished? Father, thank you for that sacrifice of your Son, for love, for each and every one of us. Father, help us to not be dormant about that love, but to be mighty volcanic people out there spreading your love, I don't know where this is going, your lava love into the world. Change our hearts, Lord, for what your heart beats for. Amen. Amen. I should probably go return Abby to Mummy and Daddy. I mean, I don't have to. I will, though. Okay, that's fine.